Farmers hopeful for a better year in Congress. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. There were a lot of changes with this year's midterm elections that farmers all across the country hope will influence a better policy year for them next year. Jonna Miller has more.
Before adjourning for the year, Congress did pass some legislation to help agriculture, but a lot of important issues were left hanging.
Certainly this wasn't our most productive year, and especially with the lame duck session, you don't really expect you'll accomplish much when you flip from a Republican Senate and a House to a Democratic Senate and a House.
American Farm Bureau Farm Policy Specialist Mary Kay Thatcher says the good news mostly dealt with energy issues.
We were very happy to get drilling in the Outer Continental Shelf. That'll allow them to go in and do oil and gas exploration on more than 8 million acres, so that ought to be good for our energy needs. And then we were also able to extend the tariff on ethanol. That will continue to help us move forward gaining ethanol production.
Thatcher says there were also some significant disappointments.
We're very disappointed we weren't able to pass the Water Resources Development Act, WRDA as it's known, because that was going to allow us to update locks and dams on the Mississippi River. And then the other thing was certainly agriculture disaster assistance. We're still looking for assistance for farmers for both 2005 and 2006.
But Thatcher hopes those issues can pass quickly in the new Congress. Jonna Miller, Washington.
Well, while Tennessee farmers were hopeful for a better year in Congress, they did have a better year in their fields. It looks as if cotton will set a state record for production here, and producers expect a 1.27 million bale crop. The state average is forecast to be around 877 pounds of lint per acre. The soybean crop is forecast at nearly 43 million bushels. That's 3% over last year. Corn production was the only downturn of the major row crops, as farmers here produced 63.8 million bushels, 18% below last year. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.